Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. Welcome to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, live from American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. DT is on assignment, which means we have the legendary Bailey Coleman in the building. What's up, Bailey?
How you doing? How you doing?
Good morning,
Telly.
Yes, early, ain't it?
It is early.
Yeah.
I had my mocha frappuccino, vanilla latte, coffee, shot, whatever it is.
Well, we're going to get into why you probably need that. My man, Dave in town. What up, Dave?
What's happening?
In the building, not in town. He's always in town.
Tripping
in the building.
Bailey, your coffee got an African name.
Yes.
It's long.
Lata
it's a long
yata.
Name. What's up with you, Telly? How you feeling on this
Man,
Tuesday?
I am good. Glad to have you all on. And it happens, you know, every now and again. It kind of seems random at times, but you know, we always have a good time,
man.
We got a lot of good topics today. And before we get to them, though, you know, just Truth Nation, we give you a little background. What up, DJ Ricky? Good morning.
What it do? What it do, man? How you feeling?
Man, feeling good on a Tuesday. That's not two things that you usually say together, but feeling pretty good. But going back to, like, Truth Nation, give you a little insight. You know, when we prepare for the show, we'll send topics and mm-hmm. and be like, hey, you know, let's talk about this. What do you think about that? And so Bailey and Dame, you were involved too.
Yes, I was.
But I'm getting all these text messages, Rick. And, you know, and it's like 9:15. I was like, look, y'all need to take y'all bus to bed. I said, we talk about that tomorrow. Like, y'all don't know. That 5:30, 6 o'clock alarm goes off.
Come real
every
quick.
Day at 5:30, 6 o'clock. Like, never late.
One thing
never
DT
late.
And Telly tell me, at 9 o'clock, don't send no topics.
Yeah. Like,
you
look, can
send
man.
It. You have all the time to send it before 9. After 9, we
yeah.
done.
9
well, you know,
p.m. club.
We are filling, so we,
yeah.
not, we don't
yeah.
have
We're,
the whole.
We don't have the whole scope of it.
Well, right. you're going to learn today.
And we not up every day at 5:30.
Right, exactly.
It's just on
exactly.
specific days, we may be up at 5:30,
exactly.
5:45.
Well, on them days.
I think it's the 13th, 16th, and 19th.
Yeah,
we right gonna, now.
We up 2 days
on those
this week.
Days.
Yeah,
we got
but
days
we got breaks in between, though.
Yes, we
so
do.
So we up 2 days, but we got breaks in between. And with yep. the breaks in between,
uh-huh.
you know, that kind of eases
mm-hmm.
everything.
Sounds like y'all need to come up with a plan. No, but all good because, I mean, that is what's going to make the show this morning. We do have a lot of interesting topics to get to, but first, I know I haven't seen you all, especially since the Olympics ended. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Mm. What are you all's thoughts about Jordan Chiles and the Olympic Committee or the Court of Appeal denying her the bronze medal and moving her back to fifth place?
Racist.
You know it is.
That's the bottom line.
That's all you get. That's
gymnastics
it.
Is one of the most racist sports outside of maybe golf, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know it.
But you know, golf is just, you got to, if you can perform and put the ball in the hole, it is what it is. But it's getting to that point to be on the course and be able to do it that they, all the issues come up. But with gymnastics, it's just, it's historically racist.
Yes, it is.
It's that
way. They
said
we don't have the type of bodies. You
right,
know, and our people don't have the type of.
It came out when
gymnastics.
that young lady, I don't know the white lady's name, when she was speaking badly about the current Olympic team, and she was saying all of these things. She said they were lazy.
Yep.
Their body types was messed up.
Right.
That's why they had the name F around and find out.
Yeah, exactly.
Was for her.
Mm. Exactly.
Oh, I didn't know that.
With Jordan Childs.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought somebody was kicking it in the hood and be like, hey, you mess around and find out.
No, it was for her.
No,
because
it was for her.
She had spoke so badly about them because she didn't make the team or whatever reason. And that's the type of.
And, of course, she put it back on Simone Biles and said it was Simone Biles' fault and that Simone Biles...
Oh, because she was getting all those hate...
Because she was getting all the hate mail. She said Simone Biles need to ease up and be, you know, and be nice and this
but
and that. And
the bottom line is gymnastics has always been historically a racist sport when you have a lot of those Eastern European teams, and this is what they focus on. This is the only thing a lot of these, like Romania, you ain't seeing no Romanian 100-yard runners. You ain't seeing no Romanian basketball teams.
Nope.
You ain't seeing Romanian fencing. This is it for them.
This is
gymnastics is it.
That's
so
it.
When you have a whole country and this is it and a person loses, and now it becomes so neat. Romania and countries like that have historic, tentacles inside of gymnastics, inside of the organizations of gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know the Jordan Child story, where she was, the racism started in the beginning when they downgraded one of her stunts in the floor exercise.
Mm-hmm.
They downgraded something that she does, jump in the air, do splits, land, do a flip, all of this other crazy stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they do to a lot of black athletes in gymnastics and in figure skating, where they downgrade the stunts that they do, so then you can only get a certain score.
Yeah.
So they appealed that, got that, and then they appealed that, got her moved up to third, and then the Romanians went to some other organization where they had their tentacles in it, got everything appealed. But do you know how they beat this appeal? They said that her coach didn't make her appeal within a minute.
Yeah.
You get a minute after.
Yeah.
It happens.
Right.
So then the U.S. put in, she did it in 45 seconds. Then made the second appeal in 55 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And she still lost. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what? We black girls know what has to be done.
Oh, yeah.
She gonna go back to the next Olympics. It's gonna be all gold. It's gonna be all gold.
Yeah.
And what we
don't gold all my chain.
The other thing
gold
is
gold all
that,
my watch.
That podium stance like was historic in that it was all black women.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got the lady from Brazil, you got Simone Biles, and you got Jordan Childs. The first time it's all black.
Yeah.
They don't want that.
Nah.
Yeah.
That was a lot for them.
Yeah, it was, again, in case you missed it, Jordan Childs in the floor exercise during the Olympics was originally given this low score and was in fifth place.
Mm-hmm.
And like Dame said, they did an inquiry, and you had to do it within a minute, and I think it was 47 seconds. There was video proof that they got it in 47 seconds. And then they said that, they didn't get the time or they didn't get it in time. Therefore, not that it had something to do with the score being wrong. That's the original problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it's you didn't tell us it was wrong in time enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so... she went from, when originally Childs went from fifth to third and became the bronze medalist.
Mm-hmm.
And now, after the Court of Arbitration for Sport denies USA Olympics appeal for Jordan Childs and says that we are deeply disappointed by the notification. That's what the USA has said so far. But if you were listening yesterday, I said, we got to go to, I think her response should be what my mom's response would be if my mom was still here. Come get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come get it.
Oh,
because I ain't going to pack it up.
I ain't about to send that.
Oh, without a doubt.
I didn't agree when Reggie Bush sent this Heisman Trophy back.
No, come get it.
Man, look. Y'all gave me, I earned this.
You earned it.
I I didn't. You didn't give me this. Yep, I earned this.
Exactly.
And you telling me, you got to send it back. That's like somebody telling you, you know what? You got these outstanding parking tickets from when you were in undergrad.
Uh-huh.
We need you to send that degree back because you owe us some money.
Right.
Right.
You going to send it back?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
Let me tell you, I used to do, when I was young coming up, I used to do
now
judo.
She, let me just say this real quick. She might want to go ahead and send it back if she plans on participating in another Olympics.
No, sure, I still wouldn't send it back. Yeah. They're going to have to come get it. When I was young, I used to do judo. And we used to, and so I was like 12. This is the late 80s, whatever it was, right? So we would travel to Sheboygan. We would travel all these white communities, right? And here I am, this little black boy. In judo, you fighting.
Right.
I'm beating these white boys up, right?
Okay.
And so they would cheat me and make me get a white boy some extra points in the final match. And so I would always lose. And my mother had gotten so, she was done with it. She was done with me losing. So she took the first place trophy and said, take it from me. He was in support. And my daddy, a big dude, looked like miniature Reggie White. He was like, yeah, take it from us. So we walked out of there with that first place trophy because she was sick of them cheating me and all the other black teams that were there, they would get cheated. And so judo and gymnastics, the same thing. They cheated her. That's how I know how she feels, because she got cheated for something that she had worked. And for the Olympics, you're working 4 years
every day. That moment.
You can do the world championships. Mm-hmm. You can do these other things. But you make your name in the Olympics.
Yeah.
So she's working every day. And they cheat her out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, more to come with that. Hopefully this is far from over because, again, you ruled that she was the bronze medalist, and now you're saying, oh, it's fifth place again because the Romanians went and cried about it, and they got the ruling changed. So more to come with that, but stick around, everyone. We got a very, very interesting show with a lot of hot topics from the first of three town hall meetings held last night. Milwaukee County faces a $19 million deficit. How? We'll get into that. Also, MPS hiring.
See?
We'll get into how MPS is hiring after this major money crisis they have been dealing with. And we'll get into that and much more. But when we return, we will get into the two referendum questions on the primary ballot today. And you want to stick around because you definitely want to get this cleared up before you go and vote early. More on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly coming up. Bailey Coleman, Damien LZ in the building. More after this.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah, y'all got a problem with the break dancer from the Olympics?
The mic cut on before I could say what I wanted to say.
Okay.
The mic cut on before I could really speak on Ray Gunn.
Before you could really speak on it.
Her name is Ray Gunn. If y'all know the story of the breakdancer, not to get Telly off topic of what he's about to talk about.
Oh, no. This is fine.
But the breakdancing in the Olympics was a travesty. It was appalling. It was. I felt as somebody that came up in the 80s and actually rolled out mats and actually was breakdancing on concrete and doing all of this stuff, it just felt like cultural appropriation being authorized by the Olympics. It's not like basketball. It's not like baseball. It's not like a sport. This is black culture and Latino culture that you are putting up here. And you got Asians from Japan or wherever they from looking like SAs from LA.
Oh my gosh. You got
people from Austria dressing like black people from Chicago and New York. It's like a culture. If you're gonna do it, do your own thing.
You so gotta, I'm, yeah.
I'm gonna allow it. I'm mad at Ray Gunn, the white lady professor, who is a professor in breakdancing. She has she has a PhD.
Who how has you have a PhD?
She has a PhD in breakdancing and black culture.
You know, if they're going to start doing stuff like this and take biting from our culture, they need to have dice rolling in the Olympics. Like, you think they're going to do that?
That's what I'm saying. And then I know a lot of these breakdancers that, because I work on Hip Hop Week, right? And so we bring them in and they do their thing on the South Side. They bring them in. So I've talked to them. They really were upset about the fact that the judges were not of the culture. They were just regular dance instructors and stuff. They didn't have legendary break dancers like Crazy Legs or somebody. It's only going to be in the Olympics this one time. So people that started this art form should have been the ones was judging. And they
should have. It was only a one-time thing?
It's not going to be in there in L.A. Not going to be in L.A., which is dumb. You put it in L.A., you can see what it's really going to be.
Exactly.
But they were only going to do it this one time as a trial anyway. And I think it may have stayed, but I think Ray Gunn kind of ended it because she came in and started doing the bunny hop and doing all this other stuff. Come on, man. She literally did the bunny hop. Like, she did this.
I kind of wish I watched it now.
I just thought
it was so ridiculous. I was like, I'm not watching Olympic breakdancing.
You know what? I think I saw when we came in the last time, weren't the Asians on?
I think so.
Yeah, the Asians were. I just feel like if you can't compliment the form, the art form, then you shouldn't, do it.
Yeah.
Can't compliment and add your own spin. Well, I guess they did add their own spin to it.
They did.
But, I mean, if you can't compliment, then don't. And how do you become a PhD in breakdancing?
In Australia.
Right. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Not the Bronx.
Not the Bronx.
Australia. Not America.
Not Chicago. Not New York.
Not L.A.
Not Miami.
But in Australia.
In Melbourne.
Australia.
I just think
about a PhD in breakdancing.
Where you were breakdancers back in the day, it was to get street cred and girls.
It was so much involved.
It wasn't to get a gold medal.
It wasn't to get a gold medal.
Yeah, I'm going to get me a medal one day.
So she gets to say she was in the Olympics. I am an Olympic athlete. That's what she gets to say.
Yeah.
I'm an Olympian.
That's what you put on your resume.
And she got up there and did the bunny hop. A bunch of other stuff that was just ridiculous.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
And they didn't even have any black judges, nobody.
I just keep thinking
not
about janky
one.
Promoters.
Right.
JJ got on stage, do the bunny hop.
That's what she looked like. And it should have been like even in the Olympics for basketball, every country don't get to put in a basketball team. You have to win stuff. That's what they should have did for this breakdance. They should have had FIBA. They should have had breakdancing something.
Yeah.
We're leading up.
How did she even get there?
Yeah. She got no points. Nobody gave her a point. Not even these judges gave her a single point. Because that's how bad she was. If you watched the whole thing.
But she was a PhD.
But she had a PhD.
In breakdances.
So it was basically like Australia was like, hey, you want to go to the Olympics? She was like, I bet. Yeah. And that was it. That was the preparation. That was the
They said, well, you got a PhD in breakdancing.
You got a PhD in breakdancing.
You should be able to do it.
The Court of Appeals shouldn't be messing with Jordan Child.
Right.
They should be trying to figure out that breakdancing thing. Huh?
They should be stripping her of being able to say she's an Olympian.
Exactly.
She should not be
having a PhD in breakdancing.
Because
who gave you that?
That's what I'm talking about. That is cultural appropriation. She's in Melbourne or wherever she is in Australia. I keep saying Melbourne because that's the biggest city. But she's in Australia, wherever the hell she is.
Mm-hmm.
She has a degree, PhD, in black culture, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, it's the first time for that, and it'll be the first time on the Wisconsin August ballot, primary ballot, that two referendums will appear on the ballot, which you can vote today, August 13th. And the two referendum questions, and Damien and myself, we were trying to figure out, and we were like, we thought we were pretty, kind of smart.
Right.
But the way that they put these referendums on these legislation on these legislations is it pretty much is there to
confuse you. Yeah.
Because the two questions or the two referendums that will appear on the ballot today, the first one will be, shall Section 35 of Article 4 of the Constitution be created to provide that the legislature may not delegate its sole power to determine how monies shall be appropriated?
What?
Exactly.
What?
Right.
The answer is no.
Well, because now, we've been told.
Let me tell
right,
you.
We have been told.
So a yes vote on the first question would add an amendment to the state constitution prohibiting the legislature from delegating its power to appropriate money, while a no vote would not add that. Did I make it even clearer
no.
for you?
No.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So, again, that's why we want to talk about this morning, because if you're going to vote, and they're saying, all right, you got to vote, and here's the two referendums, you don't even know what they're talking about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so you don't even know, like, I was a very poor test taker. And this was one of the reasons why, because they'd be like, okay, so-and-so, A for yes, B for no. And I'm like, well, I don't even understand if, you know, what my answer is going to mean.
It's terribly confusing. And the fact that it is terribly confusing, like we stated, is what they want it to be. And they want to confuse you. And even if you think, oh, I'm voting, yeah, I think the legislature should have, you know, shouldn't be able to determine money, because that's the way the question is worded, that first one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what they're asking.
Right.
Why not just ask what you do you think we should have the power to do what we want to do?
Yes. And so
just ask it the way it should be asked.
The first question is basically the governor having sole power to allocate funds. And that's the thing. It's saying voters today will see two questions asking whether the state legislature should get the power to sign off on how the governor decides to spend federal funding. The governor currently has the power to accept and allocate those dollars without lawmakers' approval.
Now
that sounds a little more clear, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's when you get that, okay, let's answer no to both. Just answer no to both these questions, y'all.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Just answer no to both these questions.
And tell everybody in your household, vote no to these questions.
Because the second one is more clear. The second question is more clear about.
Well, no, the second question is about federal money. So basically, voting yes on the second question means changing the Wisconsin Constitution to require the governor to earn legislative approval in the form of a joint resolution before spending federal funds given to the state. A no vote would continue to allow the governor to accept and use federal funds without approval from lawmakers. So basically, I'm going to tell you what this is all about. This is all about the Republicans, the GOP, not liking the fact that a Democratic governor in Tony Evers has the power to allocate the funds the way he seems fit. They want it to be where they got to get, I mean, he has to get their approval in order to fund these things.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't a problem when Scott Walker was in office, but now it's a problem with Tony Evers. But we'll get into that on the other side of the break, because that's basically what this all boils down to. Mm-hmm. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, Bailey Coleman, Damian LZ in the building. More after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Less. classic there. Truth Nation, our girl Melanie Ricks is back. Tune into the debut of Nothing But the Truth with Melanie Ricks, new digital show on YouTube on Wednesday, August 21st at 6 p.m. Every Wednesday, Melanie will break down the latest in entertainment, sports, pop culture, and all things Milwaukee. Make sure you do not miss the debut of Nothing But the Truth digital show Wednesday, August 21st. At 6 p.m., streaming only on YouTube. As we welcome you back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, Bailey Coleman, Damian LZ, in for DT, who is on assignment. We've been talking about the two referendum questions that will appear on the August ballot for the first time in Wisconsin, and both of them are dealing with how the governor allocates funds, if that's basically, you know, the appropriate power to allocate these funds, even if it's federal dollars and lawmakers, or basically the GOP wants it where the governor will have to get a resolution from other lawmakers before distributing any money throughout the state or federal dollars that come to the state of Wisconsin. Let us know what you think. Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. We already getting some smoke on our talking text line. The caller says, Telly, the same type of people who came up with the referendum questions create standardized tests that are used to claim that our kids can't read.
That's what Telly just said off air. You said the same thing.
Yeah. You sure did.
You said that.
and that's the thing. You know, just make it clear where anybody and everyone can understand what is going on. Not just, let's just make it as confusing as possible so you don't really know what to do in terms of voting yes or no.
They want you to vote in their favor. And if that means confusing it and making it sound like, it's going in your favor, then they'll do that.
The first trap was putting something so important on election day like today.
Yeah.
August, they could have put this on the presidential election. They could have put it, whenever. But they put it on August 13th.
Right, the August 13th.
There's not much on the ballot today.
Yeah. Why do you think that?
And why do you think that?
Yeah, why do you think that?
Well, they know the black people in the major cities of Wisconsin are not going to come out right now.
Right.
All you got now for us is you got some Congress races in Milwaukee.
Yep.
There's not many races that affect us on the ballot. And it's nothing big. It's typically our communities don't come out for these types of races.
Right, we come out for the big ones.
We come out for the big ones. And you got Kamala on there, now it's going to be even bigger.
Yeah.
So we come out for the big ones. And then they put it on the August 13th. And then even if you do go and vote, you're going to be confused if you haven't listened to us before you went.
Exactly.
Or did some research before you went.
Yeah.
You're going to vote, a large percentage is going to vote yes.
Yeah.
And not even know. They're going to be like, oh, yeah. The governor shouldn't be able to do that, but they don't understand what's going on behind it and what's going on behind the scenes.
Right, exactly.
And these are the things that we talk about, like you really got to pay attention to in your local government and your state governments because, it doesn't seem like a big deal now. Like you said, it's August 13th. Everybody is engulfed in the presidential election and there's other stuff going on. And this kind of slides through. Mm-hmm. Now, nothing is made right now, and nothing is made of this maybe a month or two from now. Mm-hmm. But next year, when, you never know if the federal government gives the state of Wisconsin a bunch of money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then, if this passes where lawmakers need to have a resolution before the governor is able to allocate these funds, what if the governor wants to put this money into certain services, but the GOP is like, nope, you just can't do that on your own.
Yeah.
You got to come through us.
Yeah.
And we don't feel like we need to put money in these different places, so we're not going to allow this bill to pass.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening now. But you don't see effects of it until something comes up
later down
the line.
Exactly. And watch. Let a Republican governor get back in office here. You know what's going to happen. Let's undo this because this wasn't right. We need to go ahead. That's what's going to happen.
This was, but the likelihood of a Republican governor getting back in office is slim to none because of the number, like I was just saying before, because of the numbers of the city of Milwaukee and Madison and any major city where there are minorities, the numbers are higher than the rest of the state. So that's not going to happen. It could happen, but it's not likely that it would happen. Mm-hmm. And so they know that. And so they want to take as much power away from that governor's mm-hmm. seat mm-hmm. and put it in their hands mm-hmm. like they've been doing, like Republicans have been doing. Mm-hmm. They want to keep doing that. And this is just another, because what it boils down to is the ARPA funds. They saw all of those billions of dollars come to the state for ARPA and it actually be used to help the cities and them not have anything to say about it. They don't want that. They don't want the cities like Milwaukee and Madison to have any Kenosha, Racine. They don't want them to have that money and, mm-hmm. and them not be able to control it, because then they can't control those cities.
Yeah.
The legislature, they already shown they like to control communities by giving them money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With the 2% sales tax, all this other stuff. Oh, we'll give you this, but you got to get rid of DEI. Mm-hmm. You got to do this. You got to do that mm-hmm. for us. But if they can't control his money, now the governor gets the money. He just giving it out without any strings attached. And they don't want that.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. So Aramar hit us up on our talking text line. Aramar says, that's the problem. We have a culture of black Americans who ignore local state races, which in fact mm-hmm. have more of an impact on everyday living than federal. Absolutely. That's something we try to stress every single time we talk about politics or voting on this show. The thing is, yes, there are some things that may filter down from the federal level, but very few things are going to filter down that's going to impact you on a daily basis. But your local government and, yeah. And your state laws, mm-hmm. those are the ones that are going to affect you every single day.
Every day.
Yes. So, again, there's two referendum questions. Both are basically about one is delegation of appropriation power. And the second is allocation of federal money. And so
vote no.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, okay, here's the thing. If in question one, with delegation of appropriation power, a yes vote on the first question would add an amendment to the state constitution prohibiting the legislature from delegating its power to appropriate money, while a no vote would not add that. So basically, if you want an amendment that says that the state, you want an amendment to the state constitution prohibiting the legislature from delegating its power to appropriate money, you vote yes. If you don't want that added, like Dame said, you vote no. And you keep things the way they are. Truth Nation, let us know what you think. 833-212-1017. And you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss a minute of a live show. So, again, August 13th, this is the first time this has appeared. Two referendums have appeared on an August ballot in Wisconsin. And just me saying that, there's some significance to it.
Right.
There's a reason why. Like, you can't just say, oh, man, that's interesting, and keep mm-hmm. moving on. There's a reason why mm-hmm. everything happens, that the timing of it and why they want to do it and everything. Because I'm going to take it a step further. I think that a lot of the GOP lawmakers are fearful that Trump won't win.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
And what does that look like?
Exactly.
And oh my gosh, we need to get some of these things in place now just in case, because if he does win, all these things are going to go through. Mm-hmm. We good. Mm-hmm. But if he doesn't win, so that's my personal opinion. I think there's not just panic from the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
There's panic across the board because right. yeah. they saw what momentum he had, especially around the RNC and how things have shifted. And now it's like, oh, man, we may not have what we thought we were going to have. Mm. So, again,
it's about maintaining control for them.
Yes, it's a multi-layer thing as to why this is on the ballot in August for the first time in the state of Wisconsin. Truth Nation, let us know what you think. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Keep it locked on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. Fool. You know how we do it.
Truth Nation, welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, Bailey Coleman, Damian LZ in the building. DT is on assignment. We have been talking about the referendums that will appear on the ballot today throughout the state of Wisconsin. And again, it is two questions, and both are dealing with the governor having sole power to basically allocate funds, if it's throughout the state or if it's federal money. And if you don't want to get caught up in all the language and how they word the question, what should they do, Dane?
All you got to do is say no.
There it is.
All you got to do is say no.
Sound like the Dare on Drugs campaign.
Okay,
Just say no.
Just say no. I know how to say no. No.
Right. So...
Mark it down though when you're doing it. Don't just say it. Mark it down. All right.
Yeah. No. Don't say no.
No.
Fill out the circle.
Make sure it's all the way dark. Yeah, and it says no.
And this is why people don't like politics. This is why. Mm-hmm. This is why when people say, "Oh, I don't get involved in politics," and it's because they try too much trickery and this, that, and the other. And this is something they point to. Why? Why have this on the August 13th ballot?
Yeah.
Why make the question so confusing?
Yeah.
Why do all of this other stuff when you could just ask the question, put it on in the presidential election, which is going to be a huge election? Mm-hmm. Why? Because they don't want you to vote.
And I think that is the tactic, because after a while, it's going to be like, oh, it's just too much. I mean, you know, the only thing they doing is lying, or they ain't telling us this. Mm-hmm. And look, whatever.
Yeah,
and that's what they want you to do.
That's what they want they you to
like,
do.
Oh, all right, yeah, it's whatever now for you,
right?
But it's going to you're gonna feel it later on.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of politics and referendums and budgets and things, I can't even believe I'm about to even read this. But the Milwaukee County looking to close a $19 million budget deficit, held the first of three town hall meetings last night at the Washington Park Senior Center in Milwaukee. And county leaders are trying to stay positive, saying a $19 million deficit isn't easy, but it is reachable. But at this meeting, there was no talk of how exactly to get a balanced budget. It just always seems like there's some money issues. If it's not,
what's going on?
I don't know. Did they? Oh man, this is tough, because there was a tax, right?
There was two taxes.
There was two taxes, one in the city and one in the county. And didn't raises get approved for everybody?
Raises got approved,
Damian.
Yep.
Except for Damian.
Except for me.
Damian, we're going to have to go down
everybody
there and march on Washington,
listen,
march on Wisconsin to get
listen
you
here.
Your raise.
See? Let me fill the public in.
Okay.
this is how it went. This is what they're talking about.
What had happened
and what they're referring to is I have been a City of Milwaukee employee for the last 24 years of my life.
All 24. Right. Right.
24
wow.
of them
oh,
years.
Hey, you
what
got the pinch.
To be said about yeah. that.
Wait a minute, you got the pinch.
Is it 24 or 25? It might be 25. When did I start? 23 or 40? It might be 25 now.
Okay.
So a quarter of a century almost. And I started out with Department of Neighborhood Services, and then I went over to the city clerk's office working for my brother, Alderman Russell Stamper II. Mm-hmm. Because I moved from DNS to the legislative assistance position, I was already making more than all of the other legislative assistants. So in this new round, when everybody across the city got raises, including the legislative assistants, the bottom, everybody that's a legislative assistant, they use my pay and move them up. So everybody that works my position got a bump in raise when they start. And everybody across the city, from garbage men to whomever, all got a little bit of a raise. except for your boy.
Mm-mm.
Well, see, you helped improve the pay of so many people that
I'm cool with that. I'm very grateful to you.
I'm going to give you a round of applause right here.
And I'm cool with that.
Because you have helped improve their standard
of living. And I don't know if they know that. Because I don't blast it out there. I don't talk about it. But I don't even know if they know that.
Well, they know now.
They know now. Those other 15 legislative assistants, or 14, however many it is, they know now that they're getting paid more because I was getting paid more. Mm-hmm. So I'm the one, like my guy Pratt would say, the one that shakes the tree doesn't always get the fruit. Yeah, so I shook the tree, and I haven't gotten the fruits of my labor. But everybody else across the city got their money.
You helped them.
All right, let's get back to the story. Now that we got that.
To me, so again, there were two tax levied at the beginning of the year.
Yes.
People in Milwaukee, residents of Milwaukee, was hit with an MPS referendum.
Yes.
Administrators got a raise. The mayor and everybody else got approved to get raised.
Common councilman, everybody got raised. Everybody got raised.
But you turn around and say there's a deficit.
Right.
How do you get raises when you have a deficit?
Well here's the thing.
It's rough.
Just help me understand. I am real confused right now.
All I want to say is y'all finna make me move outside of Milwaukee County.
We'll see.
Because y'all, look, I'm going to need to know where the money at.
Where are you? Y'all. I hope you're talking about y'all in City Hall.
Look, okay.
We can't do nothing.
My thing is, all this is going on, and it's constantly, we're not having a choice of whether or not we pay these taxes, right? Mm. We pay these extra. But nobody is explaining where the money is going. There's problems everywhere, and it seems financial from the housing authority or wherever. Me and Damien talked about this a few days. Where is the money going, and why is it a problem?
Well, with this one, the reason that the city, I don't know about the county, but the reason that the city is going to have a hole is the ARPA money is coming off of the budget. And they use, whether you like it or not, they use a lot of that ARPA money and you wasn't technically supposed to be able to do it, but they used it to fill holes in the budget.
Okay.
And so let me finish.
Explain to people what ARPA is.
ARPA is American Rescue Project Act or whatever. It was the money that you got during COVID.
Okay.
So it's the COVID money.
Okay.
So all of this billions of dollars came into the state for COVID. All these millions of dollars came into the city for COVID. And so the money was supposed to be used for relief for people in the city, but a lot of times they use that money to fill holes in the budget. And so they did a lot of programs for the ARPA and stuff like that. That's coming off. But those programs are still going to be on the books. And so it looks like right now it's a $22 million hole. But after the ARPA stuff comes off, it's only going to be like $3 or $4 million. But even if it's only $3 or $4 million, it's still a hole. And how do we get there? You know with the 2% sales tax and all this other stuff that's coming through, in a couple of years, we're supposed to be in the red. So the city is going to say, well, this is just this brief instance of us going through this part where we're in the hole, but once it really kicks in, we'll be out the hole. The bigger issue is that the city and the county both being in a hole is going to start the conversation of the consolidation of city and county services. And what happens when you have city and county services consolidate is the next step is going to be one big municipal city and county government. So you won't have the common council. You won't have the county supervisors. There'll be one. And what'll happen then is the black people, the minority majority city that we are, is gone, because now you've influxed all of these suburban white votes into city politics. Mm. That's the bigger play here. So don't get caught up on the fact that we're down in this hole. Yeah, we might be in a hole, but they want us in this hole, and they want the county in this hole, so then they can say, look, y'all need to consolidate. Garbage men need to all be from the same pot. The police people need to all be from the same pot. Everybody needs to be from the same pot. Then once they do that, well, who's going to see over all of this stuff? So then now there's no longer aldermen, there's no longer county supervisors. There's this municipal government that is running everything.
Way to break it down. I know. He broke that down.
Cavalier, Mayor Johnson, you need to hire this man right here in your
office.
You need to get transferred into his office.
But why?
Because to be in his ear.
Because when you look at what's the dude that was county supervisor before Crowley became supervisor. I can't remember his name right now. And it slips me. The rich white man.
Well, yeah, it's not Chris Abley.
Abley.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
Abley, when he came county supervisor, that was one of his goals, was to create a municipal government.
Oh.
And if you look at the funding for Crowley, Crowley's gotten 300-something thousand. And Chevy has gotten 750,000 and whatever, it might be flipped. But they've gotten they've gotten over $1 million from Abley for towards their campaigns.
Wow.
So when you look at it,
boy, we gotta continue this on the other side of the break. Another thing too I wanna ask, what's the point of getting the RNC here if it's not going to help fill some of these holes?
Yeah,
I mean, what is the point? Well, now, I thought that it was reported that $250 million was generated by the RNC.
Uh-huh.
So, and you got a $19 million.
That was in Brookfield.
Keep it locked right here, Truth Nation. Hour number two coming up. Bailey Coleman, David LZ in for DT. More Truth Be Told with DT and Telly after this.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.